You are listening to Adventures in Azeroth, and here are your hosts, Stone and Lita.
Hello, and welcome to Adventures in Azeroth. This is episode 88. I'm your host, Lita, and joining me, co-host Stone, who once again makes me laugh as I'm trying to do the intro. You're happy
still
now, dear?
Still got it.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, dear. Anyway, how you doing?
Yes.
Cool. Excellent. Nice.
My survivor diet is kicking my butt a little bit, but not too bad. Less than I thought it was going to. I honestly, when I proposed it to my wife, she was like, oh yeah, sure, okay, let's do it. I'm like, whoa. I was surprised she said yes.
Yeah.
To many things. And, but honestly, I thought it was going to be worse. This is
okay.
Not bad. It's not bad.
Well, you said this is what week?
We are on three and day. A half are we doing? This is day 21, and out of 39 days, so we're just over halfway.
Yeah. Okay, that's all right. But you've lost. You have lost.
You've both lost a bit.
So that's good.
Pounds.
So.
We don't, like, it's funny, we are metric here, but we don't measure, I mean, we do, but I don't. So, I've lost 6.9 pounds since June 28th.
It's okay.
So, the average is about 2 and a bit, which is good, which is not, because, you know, it's not healthy to lose crazy amounts of weight, right? So,
no.
You have to go slow.
Well, it's better to do, yeah. It's to do general. Go slow. Yeah. Exactly. So, no, that's good. So you said that you've just added in a couple of extra foods. So you were very restricted the first week.
So the first week we could only do rice and pineapple, and then the week after we added tuna. Because the survivors got their fishing gear. So that meant that we can have tuna or seafood. But we're just doing tuna because seafood is very expensive.
Yep.
So what have you been doing, Missy?
What have I been doing?
I don't know. What have you been
counting
doing?
Counting down the days till holidays.
Mm.
Work's kicking my butt. Let's not talk about work because it's a big pile of poo. But
manure.
Anyway. Manure. Yeah. It's just a bit crazy. Just got a few things that I've got to deal with there. So it's making life a little bit challenging. But other than that, I did bake this morning, so I feel refreshed.
What did you bake?
I saw
on Facebook you posted something like, guess what I'm gonna make, and then I didn't see what was coming up after. So what did you make?
I made lemon and coconut meringue slice.
Slice?
Like a slice,
not slice. Pie, so slice of
like
what?
You make of lemon and coconut meringue. So it's like a I don't know. Do you guys not have slices over there?
Well, we like, probably you know do. Brownie. We probably just don't call them that. So you have so to you know, use like normal speak, not Aussie speak.
It's not Aussie. Speak.
Aussies. Short form everything, and we don't get it.
Slices, it's just a different type of, maybe a bigger type of biscuit. So you make it like in a slab tray.
So it's almost like a cheesecake.
Slice it.
Yeah, so it's almost like a cheesecake, where it's not a pie.
It's not a pie.
Right. So there's nothing on top. It's not just a cake. The bare stuff. Right. 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 Mm. I mean cheesecake. So, technically, so it's got wouldn't like call it a cake.
Biscuit base. It's got like a biscuit base, and then I made a it's not a custard, but like a lemon.
Sure.
Liquid. No. The lemon sits in between, kind of like a lemon jam.
Okay.
And then I made the meringue, and I must admit, I'm really happy because I do make a really good meringue, and the meringue goes over the top, and then you bake it, and the meringue gets all brown and golden brown, and so that was quite nice. And then I made some cupcakes. So I made sour cream cupcakes with a creamy chocolate frosting.
Okay, I see them on your Facebook page now. So the slice, to me, looks like brownies, except you made it with something else. That's all.
That's right.
Right? Okay. Yeah. So, okay, good.
But yeah, it looks good. It's like a biscuit.
So, yeah. Okay. I see your sour cream cupcakes with creamy chocolate frosting.
Yeah.
Chocolate frosting. I love chocolate. Yeah. I've not had chocolate in forever. And I'm
in 3.5 weeks.
Oh, I want chocolate so bad.
Stop looking. So we need to stop talking about food. But yeah, that's what I did. So that was good. Other than that, as I said, I've got 9 working days left of work. And then I'm on holidays.
And then you have some more work.
Yeah, I have more work, yeah.
Sorry.
Because I'm on holidays. Yeah. But, yeah, it's all good. It's all good. So, yeah, that's what I've been doing.
You said to not speak about food, and I will tell you that watching TV, there are so many commercials about food, so many TV shows have food in it. They're talking about food. They're going out to eat. It's difficult. I never realized how much food is on TV until we've gone through this now.
Oh, and the other thing I was going to tell you that I've been doing is I've been watching in chronological order the Marvel movies. Ooh, finally good. Got around to cool. doing that. Yeah, so I had to skip 2 because I didn't have them, or I couldn't find them.
Which
so
ones?
I was like, that's okay. Marvel,
Captain Marvel,
Captain Marvel. Yep, okay. I don't have that, so I had to skip that because that was the second one.
You're doing it in the timeline order, not the release order.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Okay.
No.
Gotcha.
Yes, I'm doing it in timeline order. Okay. So I then had to skip The Incredible Hulk because I couldn't find it, and I thought I've got it, but I couldn't find it where I put it. And then I thought, it's got Edward Norton in it.
Yeah.
I'll just skip it.
Well,
I like it, but I was like, you know what? Doesn't matter. It's not that conducive to the story.
No, because
I think it does bring Nick Fury into it earlier, but
Nick Fury was he even in that one? Because I kind of more remember him more in Iron Man, like right at the very end of it, and being like, oh, Avengers, oh my goodness.
But no, I think there is something that triggers in The Incredible Hulk a little bit more backstory on Nick Fury. Ooh. But I was like, you know what? Don't care. Because I was like, okay, watch the first one. I can't watch the second one. Watch the third one. I think it might have been the fifth one. So I think I'm up to Thor the Dark World. I'm halfway through that.
Yeah.
So I'm about, maybe I'm about 8. I think I've watched about 8 so far. So we're getting there. We're still got a chunk to go, but you know, I'm enjoying watching most of them again because I've already seen them, but to watch them in chronological order has been fun. So, yeah. So hopefully I'll get that finished before holidays. Otherwise, guess what I'm doing on my holidays? Watching movies.
I tried to do that with the kids and they got bored. And then I'm like, because I wanted to get them prepared for Avengers Endgame, right? And
yeah,
they just got bored. I'm like, all right, fine. But I don't know if we talked about this last week, but they sat through the whole thing. Like, we all sat through it without having to go take a pee break. I was very proud of them. Yes, we made them go beforehand. They didn't have anything to drink. We didn't do food. And because we didn't do food, I noticed as we're watching the movie, all I could hear is people eating popcorn and rustling their bags of treats. And I'm like, oh my goodness. I'm like, is that really as loud as we all are? Maybe. Yeah. I just didn't notice until you don't have it. I was going to say, I could send you my DVDs of those two movies, but they won't play for you because they're region restricted, right?
Different zone. Yeah, exactly.
Terrible.
But it's okay. I'm not too concerned about that. I'll find them sometime. I'm just enjoying watching, you know, going through the stuff at the moment. But it's funny because I think the first Iron Man wasn't as long. And then I think we got to when Thor, I think it was Thor or the Avengers movie, one of them. No, it must have been the Avengers. That it was like 2.5 hours long. Like everything was kind of like, wham, yep.
Yeah.
And it was like, and I'm thinking, God, I've been watching this for so long. And then I looked and I'm like, shit, I'm only halfway through it. I was like, oh, I forgot. Like, I forgot how long this movie is, which that's fine. But all of a sudden then I noticed since that one, even the Thor and the Iron Man, you know, they start getting longer. And it's like, I mean, they've all been good, but, you know, they're not at least over 2 hours, something's wrong.
I mean,
Yeah.
I mean, there are some of them I would pass on, but most of them are really good.
Yeah.
Iron Man 3.
Yeah, it was for story wise.
Thor 2.
Again, I think more story wise. Like, not necessarily the best, but it's leads Hulk into a lot of story that's come. Yeah,
I think the best thing that they ever did was let Ed Norton walk, because he was like, no, I want to make this with the character. And they're like, nope, this is how we're going to do it because we have a plan. Get the hell out of here.
Yeah.
And best thing, when I first found out that he was gone, I was like, oh no. But the new Hulk, he's awesome. Like, to me, he doesn't look like a Bruce Banner, but over time, he's grown on me, and he definitely looks like the Hulk. Like, even in his human, I can see Hulk in him. So,
yeah.
We should have a podcast about talking about the Avengers. But you already had one, like Geektopia, no?
Yeah.
You should get Ben and... Steve?
We did a whole thing on talking about Marvel movies. I forget who
your third co-host was.
Ben and Steve.
Steve.
And
me. Okay, so I was right. Okay.
Yeah. Ben, Steve, and me. Hmm.
Nice.
So it's been good. I've been really enjoying it. So.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
So World of Warcraft. I mean, there's news. Patch 8.2 got released since we last talked, which is Naz Jhatarr and Mecha gone.
3 weeks
and
ago? Four. Three?
Well, 3 weeks ago it's been out.
Okay.
Because I think we had our podcast about 4 weeks ago exactly. And then it came out the week after. Next. Yeah. So, and Eternal Palace came out 2 weeks ago because now they're doing mythic stuff with it. And there's a mythic race. I I have not been watching the Mythic Race this time around. I just been too busy with other stuff.
Yeah.
So
I wouldn't have a clue.
What have you been doing in WoW? Like
dying.
Great.
Dying.
All right. Is that it?
A little bit more than that. But I mean, obviously, what I wanted was flying. So I've worked my backside off, but I completely forgot I only had to get to Revered, and I kept thinking I had to get to Exalted, and I kept thinking, oh my lordy, this rep grind is horrible because I keep dying, in particular in Nazjatar. I mean, I love Nazjatar, mm-hmm. Don't get me wrong. The levels... they could have split it into like two completely different, you know, they could have had, because there feels like there's about four levels to Nazjatar.
Yeah.
It's just, there's so much, you know, and when you're not able to fly, you fall off things. One night I had 8 deaths. Seriously. Wow. Seriously. 8 deaths. It just within like 2 hours, and I was so freaking over the whole thing. I think I ended up logging off because I was so cranky. I couldn't get anything done. Flip table.
Wow.
I was like, stop you flying, flip table. Wow. And then, you know, go to bed. And then the next night come along and it's like, nope, damn it. I can do this. So I've been doing that, and I finally got flying. So that's made my life
congratulations
a little bit easier. I think Mechagon is awesome for flying. I love flying around and dodging the big dudes up the top and be like, hey, you can't catch me. But flying in both the new zones has been really good. So I've done that, and I'm still working towards getting Exalted because I am at 99 reps.
I need one more. So which one do you think will hit it first?
Nazjatar.
Are you way closer?
Unshackled. Okay. I think I'm about a quarter of the way, a quarter or a third of the way through Revered. But I'm Revered with both, but I'm further behind with
Mechagon. With the rest bolt.
Yeah. Rest bolt, yeah. So and I have to keep remembering to go and get the contracts, because I was gonna buy the Unshackled, and they were going, when I went and first went, oh, I'll go get a contract, 25,000 gold.
Yeah.
25,000 gold, and I went, hell no, and I ended up buying the Rust Bolt one for, I think I might have paid about 5 for the Rust Bolt. No, it wasn't that much. I think it was about 1,000.
Oh my goodness gracious.
And I went, no, stuff it, I'm getting it. Okay. And then when I went to, it dropped off a couple of nights ago, so I went back, and they still wanted, I'm going to say it was still 5 figures. So I think it was about 10,000 for the Unshackled. And I was like, I'm not paying 10K for that rep. Like, that's just ridiculous. So I went to get the Rust Bolt one again, and it had come down to, I don't know, maybe 600. And I was like, yeah, that'll do. So I'm slowly clawing that back, but it's just trying to get everything done in a night. I've been too tired. That's my only bugbear, is I go and do, there's so much more in Nazjatar.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, by the time you do the world quests, the dailies, then the other little poppy up thingy majiggies that all of a sudden, you know, like there's my 2 to 3 hours, and I'm like, I haven't even got to Mechagon. Like, I'm stuffed. I've got to go to bed. I can't do both. So I've been trying to, you know, just concentrate on one, and I figure I'll get to the other one. And, yeah, but It's getting there. Hey, Nisi, still not done. That's okay. You'll get there.
I didn't want to interrupt you, but yeah, and I took things a different way where, you know, when those two zones came out, I tried to do every single thing that I could do, except for the PvP stuff. I refused to do the PvP stuff because I'm not into PvP. If you're into PvP, that's cool. I'm just not.
Yeah.
People don't stand there and let me kill them, which is why I don't like it. Just stand there and let me kill you. So, but I made a deal with myself that when I got revered on both of them, I'm just going to stop. I'm not going to do it anymore. I need a break because I was starting to get mad because Mechagon was okay. Naz, I was getting, I don't know, man. I was getting really confused with the up and down stuff.
Yeah.
Right. And so I couldn't remember, well, is it down this path and under there? And, you know, because it's all the whole, you need to go left, down, up,
you know,
and left again in order to go right.
You fall off and you die. And then you go to get your body and you can't get your body. And as you're a spirit being running around Nas Jatar trying to get your body, you will work out exactly where everything is. Trust me. Many deaths handle it. I didn't handle it very well. But yeah, I would be lying if I didn't die once
to a fall. I've died for sure once. For sure. Maybe twice that I can remember, but
Duckman Fair was last week, right?
Yeah.
Duckman Fair. So, you know, utilize the Weebuff.
Sure.
Had a couple of hats, you know, bought some Dark Moon top hats to have in my bag just in case. But I try not to use them until I was desperate because, you know, if you're not going to be and play for that hour and you log off, you've just wasted your hat. So if I knew I only had a small time, I'd go back and get the Weebuff and come back, right? Yeah. Within the first 15 minutes of I just gone, got the Weebuff. Gone to Naz Jatar, died, rezzed, went back to Thunderbluff, got my Weebuff,
went
back to Naz Jatar, within 5 minutes, dead, and I'm just going, you've got to be freaking kidding me. Rezzed, went back to Thunderbluff again for the third time. Got my Weebuff and I just was like, if I'm not dying again. There is no dying on my watch, Dermot. There's no more. So within like 15 minutes, three times back to Darkmoon Fair to get that damn Weebuff. And I was so cranky. I think that was the night eventually I logged off and went.
You know what? I think there was one point I was considering slowing it down and waiting for the Dark Moon Fair. But then I realized how many times I was dying, not to falling, just dying to stuff that I'm like, you know what? It's not going to be worth it for me. Like I'll spend too much time running back to get the buff or put a hat on and then have to come back and die again. No. I think for me, after Naz Jatar, I didn't go back, and then I went to Mechagon, and I was really close, and I was thinking, how can I get like another 750 rep or something? It wasn't a lot, and I thought I went through all the quests, like everything, and Softy was like, "Hey, did you try this? Did you try that?" And one of them was, "Hey, did you kill all of the rares once?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I did, I killed them all." And then I realized, wait a second, no, there's some rares that only appear when the drilling stuff happens, right? And I was like, I didn't get those ones. So there was a few actually I didn't do as well. So it made me think, you know, you know what? So because of him, so thank you, Softy. I got it that night. And if he hadn't said that, I think I would have gotten it the next day, but.
Yeah.
What a slog.
Yeah, it was a slog. Absolutely. I did get a new mount, though.
Which one did you get?
I got the mechanical robot, the one that you make
and that you can change its color.
And
the
then within, well, that you've got to go get the dye. You can dye it. So it was no color. It was a weird black, brown, red, brown, whatever. Within 5 minutes of me doing that, I went somewhere and got the red.
Oh, nice.
Like, out of all the colors, I think there's red, blue, and yellow. I think there was just three.
Okay.
And I was like, well, I would really love the red. Yeah. But off I go on my little merry way, and I'm just like, kill, kill, kill. Oh, what's this? It's the red one. So I go boop, 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 straight back, and I'm like, here, put the red on. And I'm like, oh, it's so pretty. The only problem is it doesn't fly.
Oh, really?
It's just a ground mount. Wow. I was really upset. I was like, I wanted to fly.
You know what? I'm curious about how much the models are the same between the jewel crafting ones that do fly.
Ooh.
And I wonder if they made that decision consciously to say, no, it's ground only.
Actually, I would think they're pretty similar. Because I was thinking when I saw it, that it looked familiar. I didn't even think about those ones. But it has the same look, actually. Yeah.
I don't know if I have a dye, but I don't think I'm going to dye. I think I like that slate steel gray. Just leave it.
Okay.
And I mean, I think red would be awesome. Because I think
red is awesome.
Because I think red would look good.
Oh, I want the other two, but I'm not going to use them. I want them because, you know, I'm a collector. Of course I want them. Of course I want
OCD.
Them.
OCD.
Yeah,
OCD.
Exactly. OCD. Yep. Yep. So, yeah. So that was cool. And I got the achievement and you get a new pony. No.
Oh, you do get another mount, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so I think I'm up to like, I can't remember, 365?
Nice.
Anyway, yeah, I'm like, cool, sweet. So, yeah. But other than that, so you got your
flying. Yeah, I got it.
But you just slowed it. Yeah.
And then Like there were people that got it way, way before me, and I'm like, how the heck did they do that? Because I don't know, man.
Like in 2 weeks.
Yeah,
less than 2 weeks.
Wow.
People were fine.
Like you know, I think they were doing every possible thing that you could do, and
yeah,
and for me, I think the worst part of grinding the rep was the fish, because sometimes the fish wouldn't come up, right? You know, like the 10 rare fish that you can get, and they give you rep once per day.
What 10 rare fish?
Oh
the
my
hell
goodness! Okay, okay. So you need to go to what? There's yeah. So on the island, over to where there's like a little gnome. She's doing fishing, right? And she's way on the on the west side, okay?
Yeah.
She will eventually give you a quest to go do stuff. When you finish that, okay, and you go kill like the big sea monster guy. You can now go to different spots around the island and fish up rare fish, and each one gives you 25 rep. Per day. Now you can only do it once per day, but there's 10 of them. So that's 250 rep.
Oh.
The thing is that three of them you can catch anywhere. The other seven, you have to go to specific spots. You could potentially catch four in one spot. It just depends on your luck, I guess, right? Yeah. Because you could get those other three that happen to catch in the pond where you're trying to catch number four. But I found only one day out of about a week and a half where the fish came up really quick. Besides that, yeah. Oh my goodness, my hand hurt because I'm double clicking, click, double click, yeah. Click, double click, click. And then I'd switch to like, yeah. I would bind my fishing skill to a key. All right, so yeah. Click on, so do that. But then I still got to click on the thing, right?
Yeah.
Anyways, so yeah, there's like, I think they did all that rep. Lita is grabbing her fishing gear and halfway out the door. Yep. Yep. Mm.
Well, I must admit, I've not done any pet battles. Oh, sorry, I lie.
Super squirt day? Super squirt day.
No, I haven't even looked because I will go down the rabbit hole. So I have you only haven't... collected
Have you done any Mechagon pet battles? Because each one gives you rep. Each one gives you rep.
Yeah, no. One. I've done one. Which was a daily.
No. It doesn't need to be. You can go and do them and you can get rep once. You don't need to do it over and over, just once. It's just like killing the rares. You get rep.
Don't tell me once. This. I'm gonna go down a rabbit hole, I may never come back out.
Well no, but no, no, battles. you should know because now
yeah,
you're gonna have a little bit of an easier time to get to unit, exalted, right?
Unit so, six. I did unit six because it was like, oh, it's a daily. Go do it. The other ones weren't up, so I was like, okay, we don't do them. You know,
didn't. But now that you have flying, you can just drop in and pet battle. Boom, done.
Yeah,
but only once, not every day. Okay, just so you know, it's not every day. It's just only once, but still, it definitely helps. And if you've not done them and you're still trying to work over to exalted, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
That will help you at least to give you another little bump, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. No, that's good to know. I didn't know that. And I haven't looked at fishing other than I went to Safi or Sassy or something, whatever.
It's her.
She was, and she's so like basically, not giving a quest every day. She'd just be like, "Yeah, here's one," and then you don't see anything for like 2 days.
Yep.
And I was like, "Okay, this is really weird." And I hadn't looked at it because, again, I was trying to get the stuff that was showing. That was like, okay, well, I need to do this first. Stuff and this stuff. Yeah, I was trying to get that done, and then I'd be like, "Oh, okay, well, I've got that done." There's nothing else. I, now I'll go back to Naz Jahtar and finish there because now I've got time to do it. But
the rare fish will not be a quest from her. It's you've got to fish them up and then it will auto accept and then you're good to go. And then you turn them in at her.
Yeah, I did the Gobby one. The Gobby? Whichever the quest that she gave to go and kill the elemental
The
gobby, that one, yeah. So I've done that twice. Maybe three times.
But you've done the quest where there's a big sea monster, right?
Yeah, I had to go and make the thing. Okay.
So you've done everything that Yeah.
I went and did the thing, clicked on the mine, this sea monster comes out, and I'm like, oh, shit. Yep. Thankfully, there was other people around, and I was like, that's okay, because I'm going, oh, God, this is going to take me forever to kill. Uh-huh. And thankfully, everyone just goes, zoom, and I was like, oh, he's dead. Excellent. But yeah, I didn't know. I was just like, go make this. Come back, click on this. Oh, holy GBD. Well, yeah. So sometimes it's just interesting finding things out as you go, you know. Sometimes you end up dead.
Are you mad at me for telling you the pet battles and the fish? No. Okay.
I didn't know. But I do have to say thank you to, I do want to make a mention of thanking Asheo because he did help me to, he had flying And he took me around and helped me with some quests.
Nice.
To get what some more nice Mechagon rep. Yeah. Thank you, Ash. Appreciate nice it. I mean, it certainly helped because when you're on the ground. Oh, dear Lord. Anyway, flying. Yay.
Yay. Yes. You can fly again. So,
yeah. And then, like I said to you last night, I completely forgot. Once I have flying on the account, I hopped onto the Alliance leader and I like mount up and I was like, I'm flying. Yeah. Oh, of course, because I've got flying.
This account wide, yeah.
I forgot. Yeah, I completely forgot about that. So that was hilarious because I completely forgot about that part of it too.
You know?
So I'm like, yes.
I think I did something similar where when I first got flying, I didn't think about it. I went back to those zones and I mounted up on a random mount and I began to walk around and I was running around. I wasn't flying. And then I hit one of the fences and it kind of knocked me up a little bit. Just enough to make me start to fly. And I'm like, I can fly. Yeah. Because it's been ingrained into me. You're not flying here.
Well, so. Now that they've changed the water strider, don't even get me started on that. But anyway, for Lita, I have the Nether Dreadsteed or whatever it is. So it's like the purple fiery horse that I got.
Okay.
That was a drop in Legion. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So I've had that one because, that's a flying one. So I've been so used to just running around on ground that as soon as I got the flying and I took off and I was like, yes, excellent. That's good. But yeah, like on certain other tombs, challenges, where I've got them a strider, the water strider that now can't walk on water.
Uh-huh.
It's a tad frustrating.
Oh.
Anyway.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, Muffin.
Yeah. Damn. Oh. Please. Flip table.
Oh, man.
So anyway. That's my flip table moment again. Anyway, so what else have you been doing? I'm going to assume you've been raiding.
Yes. Well, because you read the show notes. So, yeah.
Well, sometimes I do. Yes. Wow. So how's raiding? No, but I wanted to know how to raid because I don't raid. So I've got, you
raiding
know.
Is good. So far.
I don't know what's
we're
going
just
on.
Doing normal right now because it's just new. And, so what we usually do is we try to clear normal a couple times first, and then we work on heroic. We do not do mythic. We're just, no. Oh, hello. Well, this is the way we do not disturb. All right.
Yeah.
I even told you to put your do not disturb on too, right?
I'm normally pretty good.
I have to say that so far this raid, I like it more than Battle for Dazar'alor. I'm not sure what it is about that.
Better? Okay.
I don't know. And we were having a talk about this during the raid is that we like it more versus the other one where it's just, I don't know. I think the whole, like, I think one part, you know, where you have to switch to the other faction, right? You lose your transmog. Okay, so in the other raid,
right?
You go in as you. Sorry. So
right, okay.
The other raid, you fight boss number 1, 2, 3 as you. Then boss number 4, 5, 6 is Alliance. So if you are Horde, you get transmog into Alliance, and all your transmog stuff is gone. You just look like normal Alliance folks.
Right.
Okay? And boss 7, 8, 9 is Horde. So if you're Alliance, you look like Horde.
Yeah.
So but if you are already Horde, then you keep your transmog. So it's just, you know, I'm not a transmog guy at all, but I really hated not being able to control how I looked. It was so bizarre. But that's not, I don't know why we didn't like it. I didn't like it as much. Not just me, but the new raid, I think we like it more. And maybe because it's fresh and new, but I think overall the fights are not crazy. Like the fights in the last raid, again, it seemed to be following the route of, hey, we're going to throw everything at you and move out of this, move out of that, go into this. There's like 20 different things you got to deal with now.
Yeah.
Right. Whereas the new raid, it feel, yes, it's only on normal, but it feels not as random.
Okay.
And not as hectic, not as finely tuned, or maybe overtuned.
Yeah.
Can I say
one thing?
Sure, sure.
And I'm not gonna give any spoilers because I know.
I have not seen the cinematic at all. I'm waiting till the end. So
There's a cinematic.
There's going to be a cinematic at the end of the raid. So.
Okay, I have no clue.
The lead up to the new raid?
The lead up to the new raid, when I got those quests and was working through that, the storyline, for me, very interesting. I was like, yeah. So that's all I'm going to say. So when you get there, when those that are not there yet, but the storyline for me, I really was like, whoa, cool. I was just like, it's very cool.
I have some opinions, but I won't give them because I don't want to give it away. I think the next time we do an episode, by then I think we should be okay. But yeah, very
storylines.
That's very interesting.
Very cool. Again, I just thought it was very cool.
But yeah, I've been trying to keep away from the end of raid cutscenes and stuff like that because, you know, I don't want to get spoiled. Like, I prefer to watch those things when I get my character to that point. Yeah. Right? So when we actually go kill or defeat her, I don't know if we're actually going to kill her or not because who knows. When we kill the queen, there should be a cutscene, right? And I don't know what that is. I have no idea. None.
Yeah.
We'll see. But raiding has been good. So we finished 7 of them, I think. Right?
Okay.
Like the court? Wowhead, hold on. Let me wowhead.com. Eternal Palace, right? So palace. Wow. Wow, I can't type. Can't spell. Well, we're doing it live really quick here.
Can't type, can't spell.
I'm
used to going. That's a sure title right there.
And entering the palace. Okay, the bosses. Yeah, we are on the eighth. Nope, we're on the 7th of 8 bosses. So we were getting the hang of the 7th boss, and you know, because this one seemed a little bit more different, where there's different phases.
Yeah.
But you can still see everybody. But when you're in certain phases, then you can damage your friends too. Oh my goodness gracious. It's like there's a whole lot of everything, but it doesn't feel as crazy as the last raid. So, I'm looking forward to these last two bosses. So we're almost there. And honestly, the rest of my month has been transitioning. you know, not that I mean, I'm not making light if you're going through the transition.
Well, you're
that's
making...
it's cool. I'm making a trans. I am making a life transition. Sometimes it's really hard. Really hard. Man.
It's no crying in baseball.
Oh, no. I'm... No. I've I've done that. It's just, same. I'm saying that there's some days I'm like, oh, why? I'm so stupid. I shouldn't have done it. Like, no. But then I'm like, no, I made the right decision. Yeah. But it's still, hard. It's hard. Because I still, you know, I still things, right? I still have feelings. So, hard. So, but I'm also planning our East Coast trip. Hard and feelings. I have hard feelings. Yeah.
Which is exciting, because that's only a couple
that's
weeks.
That's coming up in, what's the date today? Today's the 20th. 20th. Well, yeah, it's the
20th
now.
Well, 20th for me. Yet.
Yeah, so we've got like three weeks until we're out of here. Almost, yeah. And we're going to go, I'm looking forward to it that
road trip.
You are in the same kind of thing as I am, where we live in a place that's really big. It's huge. Mm-hmm. Right? And I personally have only been to just a little spot. Like this is my area. I can go everywhere. I can go all these other places without needing a passport and all this and that, right? And we've never gone.
Family survivor.
What?
Adventure.
Family survivor.
You could the stone.
You
family.
Know what? I'm gonna tell you. When we started the survivor diet, the kids wanted to do that too, and I'm like, no. You guys are growing. You need all the different kind of foods and all the new, there's no way I would ever let them do that crap. They were like, oh, I don't really want this. I just want rice. No, you're going to eat this stuff and give you the dad face. I'm like, I don't think so. I'm not stupid. And they're like, oh. Yeah, because come on, man. I know what they're trying to do. No, I'm not gonna make them do the survivor diet. Jeez, I mean, yes, I can be dumb because I'm grown up. I can make decisions for myself. Mm. I'm responsible for these two little guys, and anyways, So the East Coast trip, I actually had to. I called the hotels because there was a rumor going around that. The third party hotel sites were overbooking places again. So I went around and called all the places and everything was all good except for one who told me that, hey, you booked through booking.com or something. I don't know what it was because we went to different ones, right? And they said, yeah, they've been overdoing us. I hope you're not coming in tonight. I'm like, no. Like, I never said we were coming in tonight. We're coming, like, in, like, about 3 or 4 weeks. He's like, So, like, what's your name? And I'll go check that out. I'm like, what the f-? So he goes and goes, oh, yeah, this is you. Yeah, you're here. You're fine. I'm like, all right. So.
That's all I wanted to know.
Yeah.
Thanks, dude.
Yeah. I well, can't wait to meet that out. Guy. I can't wait. Besides that, I think the only other thing is doing a server and freaking out because it's much cheaper, but there's a reason why it's much cheaper. It's much faster, more power, but there's no support. No support. So
there is support.
No.
But it's you.
I don't know what I'm doing. I mean, if you go look at the other website we did, I was not on my own either. I mean, when things screwed up real bad, I went to the host to be like, what's going on here? I don't know. And they were like, oh, let me log in. But these guys have said, we will not log into your site. We are hands off. It's all up to you.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, great. So I'm having fun with that.
Nice.
Fun. So
nice. And I'm having fun with the other stuff. So
just wait till you're on vacation.
We're both having fun.
Just wait till you're on vacation.
So much fun. Happy, happy joy. Yeah, no. It's so good. We get
all right. So,
yes.
Where in the world of Warcraft are we? So let me put up the one we did last week. You know, XSplit, I did the update on XSplit, and they've moved the Heidi eyes and the icon. You know how you can click it and make things go disappear? They've moved it on the other side. Why? They were on the left, right beside where the name of the thing is. Now it's on the
damn
right.
Damn you people, why? Stop moving why? Stuff. Stop moving stuff that doesn't because need to be moved.
Now I gotta check to see, well, does this line up with that one?
Yeah.
Anyways, okay. So this is where we were.
Damn you.
This is the place.
Yeah.
And we were Horde. I was on my rogue, my original rogue, and you were on your regular big Lita, right?
Yeah. Correct. Yeah, that was.
Oh, if there's anybody talking,
because we take time. I can't see. We do Horde and Alliance. We do Horde. We do my main, and then we go and do your main. So you know, we're being fair. We're being fair. So we're representing both sides as we should. You know,
fair.
We're being fair. Yeah, because fair is pretty awesome. You know, she's the queen of pacifists. Oh my god! Oh my god! Did you see? I can't wait till Did you see? I got to tell you right now. Level 18 on my pacifist.
What?
Level 80.
Oh.
Level 80.
Congratulations. What's the matter with you?
I don't know.
That's nice.
Anyway, awesome. Yeah. It's freaking, I can't believe it.
I have not touched mine. I will be honest, I've not touched mine. I need some time to go back.
You need to get back. Yeah. You need to go back. Yeah. Because you're like, what, 36? 43?
I'm in the 40s.
110.
No, I'm 120.
Nice.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So where in the world are we? Here's the picture.
Yes. We did that.
I'm going to go through the responses. We only got 3 responses. So, I don't know. I think maybe it was too hard this week, maybe. I don't know. So Twidget said, only one place you could be on Courage. Yes. Nisi said,
good.
I'd like to guess perhaps Blackwing Lair, the throne room where the last boss fight happens. I didn't even think about that. And I was like, I could see that. I could see it.
Totally see that.
Because it's got totally like the...
It, but it's not.
Orangey sky and
And
then Layla sent us a message and a picture, and I guess that's her in the exact spot that we were at. So so she found it.
Because what did she say? She sent us a message to say that she likes to, she wants to recreate. So for her, scouring, trying to find exactly the spot so that she can stand there, take a screenshot to send to us to be like, I know where you guys are. I know where you guys are. And she got it. So,
So it was so on Courage, not inside the raids, but like kind of outside and not out past the gate either. Right. It was kind of inside. Up. It's like really high up.
Up. Yeah. It was a bit tricky, but
because I can totally the week see. Before like the well the episode before I think maybe it was too easy was, I think this one's gonna be a little easier than this one. It's gonna be easier.
Well, you know, we can do,
but you never know.
Well, we'll see.
Listen, so, it's not supposed to be a huge contest. It's just a you know,
it's and giggles.
Yes,
it's a bit of fun.
Wow,
it's a bit
you just
fun.
Swore
again. I swore before too.
We don't have a clean. We have a clean tag on this show, so now I'm gonna have to bleep that out.
Oops. Okay, fine.
I think you should go and do the edit on the podcast. 11:57 p.m. This is terrible. You are terrible. All right, here's our where are we now? I'm going to do it really quick because I'm used to doing it really quick.
So don't say in the chat room.
Yeah, if you tweet know us where it is, put it up just, on Twitter. Yeah, tweet when we're doing it on Twitter or DM us after and all that. But just a really quick one. There we go. One, quickie. Two,
quickies
three.
And goodie.
So okay. I'm pretty sure I was in this place a lot when it was current. So it's not a out of the way place. So, right before we put up the new picture, I think you should edit the show. that would be a good thing. You know, the person that mucks it up is the one that has to do the edit. That would be fantastic. Yeah.
No, that's not fair. Layla. There we go. That's the spelling.
L-E-I-L-A. Did I not spell it right?
Isn't that? Yeah. No, it was, you had double I. There's no L. It's okay. I was like, I kept looking at it.
My eyes are not what they used to be.
Neither are mine. Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. It's so good. So yeah. That was funny. That's funny. So, if you know where in the world of Warcraft we are, hold tight. We will be posting it soon. Soon. Is your neighbor back?
I saw something outside my window, so.
Oh.
Maybe.
Bigfoot? No, it's not winter. Who do you have there?
The Sasquatch? I don't know. Ogopogo.
Maybe.
You have Bigfoot here. Know. What are you talking about? Okay. Bigfoot. Well, Bigfoot's like out west, like in BC.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Eh. You get
mountains
that.
And forests. Here, it's like. I don't know. I'm not going to say anything because then I'm going to have to do the show. You should edit this, I think. 11:57 p.m. Right before we put up the new picture. There we go.
Whatever.
Wrap it up.
Are we done?
I think so.
Wrap it up. Nothing else to say? Okay. All right. So don't forget, check out the website, which is adventuresinazareth.com, where you can find all the fun things. And of course, if you want to email us your answer to where in the world of Warcraft we are, you can certainly send us an email to podcast@adventuresinazareth.com, or just tell us what you've been up to. We don't mind, just as long as it's not spam or, you know, how we can make your website better, that kind of thing. Just saying, you know. Even just a hi guys, that's sup. Always appreciated. Sup, exactly. Yo, yeah, that's always good. Okay, Twitter, you can tweet at us, which is @ADVAzeroth. And don't forget, we do a live show once a month. We are being very regular on, I must admit.
I mean, it's good to be regular.
We are regular.
Regular, right?
Yeah. It's very important to be regular.
Oh, yes,
twitch.tv/ADVAzeroth.
So our next episode actually is going to be August the 25th. So it's not going to be exactly a month, because in exactly a month I will be away. So it's my fault.
Yes.
Sorry. So sorry.
Did it the right way.
It will be Sunday, the 25th, or Monday the 26th. But Sunday the 25th in the real world at 11 p.m., our usual time. But on a Sunday instead of a Friday night. So,
I'm on holidays. So we can do that. Mm. Yay.
Yeah.
So where can we find you?
Find me on Twitter at STONEGRASP. That's it.
Oh, you're not going to do we your fi- little...
No. Where can we find you, Lita?
You can find me on Twitter at LitaWow with LWAWOW as well as Behind the Avatar.
Hold on. Wait. No, it's cutting out.
And the Wild Challenges podcast.
It's cutting out.
Why is it cutting out?
As you're talking, it's cutting out. Like you go, it's L, it's L E E T, and then it cuts out. I don't know why.
L double E T A W O W.
Seeing a cutout just at the end of the last W.
Doesn't like me.
I don't know. Does
why does it not?
Does Twitch hear this too? Like for folks that are still here, I. You know, I think that if I hear it, it's got to be going through on the Twitch side, so they must hear it too, which is on the recording. Anyways, yeah, it's cutting out. Yeah,
yeah, it's so cutting out.
I don't know why that. Okay, hold on a second. Give me 1 second. Okay, I want you to do your thing again.
Okay. Just mine. Okay. Yes. So you can find me on Twitter at LitaWow, which is LEETAWOW, as well as you can find WoW Challenges podcast, which is live tomorrow for episode 175, and also Behind the Avatar, which get back to. Other than that, that's where you can find me. I've been a bit busy. I've been a tad busy. So thank you to everyone for the likes, the retweets and all of that, and for answering our Where in the World of Warcraft Are We? It's a lot of fun. We appreciate you guys doing that. Don't forget, you can find us on iTunes, Stitch Radio, Google Play, and Spotify.
Spotify, we're there. You just got to look specifically for us. I swear I'm going to go fix it. I swear. I just need to find out where. Because now don't that I have sweat. More time on my hands. No, you have more. I'm not going to edit this one. This is on you. Now that I have more time on my hands, I can figure out where this thing is and how to fix that.
Right.
Because you should be able to type in WoW or Warcraft and we should appear. Right?
Either.
But we're not.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
Wow.
Exactly.
All right.
Wow.
Okay.
That's it. Thanks, guys.
Say goodbye, Lita.
Goodbye, Lita.
Adventures in Azeroth is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Lita. Copyright
2019.
AdventuresInAzeroth.com. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for this show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find more of his great stuff at incompetech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.